Elsa, Tomar. Rabbi Lazar Omer, right? Bar Plugta Rab in this case. A little Bavel Eretz Yisrael conflagration. Ooh. Moving violation. Give you points on the license right there. So what's changed? What's that? So we had a whole mahalich in our Gemara Ben Sion based on the fact that those two words weren't there. Rabbi Lazar said, okay, we'll live with it if you say Hakel HaKadosh, because I have a pasuk to back that up. Vayigva Hashem Tzvakos Vamishvad VeHakel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdaka. But he never said it was okay if a person didn't switch over to HaMelech HaMishpat. He never defended that one. Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva? How? Right? That's not going to fly. I like the Yankees. He likes Tzedakah Mishpat. That's not going to work. So, Hakela Mishpat, that, you know, in our Gemara, again, nobody ever heard of such a thing. The only options were Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat and Melech HaMishpat. So all of a sudden, we have a third possibility. And Rabbi Lazar is saying it's okay. Now, not only is he saying it's okay, but he's saying it's provable based on the pasuk. Anybody wonder about that during Chavrusa? I can see where Hakel HaKadosh comes out of the pasuk, but where do you get the idea that B'di'eved we're going to be willing to live with Hakel HaMishpat? Who thought about that? How does a pasuk verify that? How does a pasuk... Yeah, Levi, you were first.
Okay. In a situation when he's referred to as Mishpat, he can still be characterized as
Kael. Right, so it's not so terrible because you're already saying Mishpat, and Mishpat Hainu Malchus. Okay? That's one possibility. Again, the Shenemar part bothers me a little bit, though, right? Because it's almost like saying that he can prove it based on the Pasuk.
I'm saying he can prove it based on the Pasuk.
He can or cannot?
He can.
So I don't understand.
He's saying that.
Where do you see it in the Pasuk?
Okay. Even when he's the Mishpat, he's not, you don't have to refer to him as Melech.
I understand that as a general principle.
You can refer to him, meaning when you refer to him, even though, like, you normally think of Mishpat and Melech as being connected,
right?
You can still have Mishpat without Melech. And so you're going to have a Kael and Mishpat instead of Melech.
I don't see that in the Pasuk.
Instead of saying a Kael, instead of saying Kael and Mishpat, it says Mishpat with a Kael. But it's the same thing. He's called
Kael,
even in reference to Mishpat.
Well, it says Hakel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdaka.
It's Mishpat. It's the entire pasuk.
Yeah, okay. So maybe there's. So we suggested maybe that it's right. Kael is right between Mishpat and Staka. So maybe it's like that. It's a little difficult. Akiva, you had a suggestion?
Yeah, I was going to say, Staka is a form of Mishpat.
So that was the whole controversy from Daf Zion last year. Is it really a form of Mishpat? The initial assumption of the Gemara was a Makom Sheisham Tzedaka. Right.
No, but it's a form.
That's what I was saying to Levi. I'm not sure I really see it there, but okay.
It's a form of judgment.
Okay.
Or maybe
it's sort of waiving judgment. So it's a little. Halacha chachar beis din yafa, you mean? Yeah. Kan bedin meruma, kan bedin chain meruma. It's not. Let's put it this way. Our nusach of the Gemara reads very beautifully. Right. You have to figure out some solution here, how the pasuk is going to prove that Hakel HaMishpat is acceptable. It's not so simple. No. What's that? Okay, so we're going to get to the Balamar. But this is a totally new understanding of our Gemara. Right? So he's saying again, Hakel HaKadosh B'dieved, Rabbi Lazar, is acceptable. And Hakel HaMishpat, again, B'dieved is acceptable. Now, what would he say about Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat? Why not?
It's not enough of a serious tone.
Right. It's not saying that this is the defining quality. Right. So you'd probably still think that Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat was totally off the table. Now, who, interestingly, thought that Rabbi Lazar explicitly approved of Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat? Amongst the Rishonim? Who said that Rabbi Lazar approved, at least b'dieved, of Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat? Who got up to it? The Rush. Very good. Okay, even if it was just by process of elimination. Right? The Baal HaMor said nothing about Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, okay, for Rabbi Lazar. They all go along with the Girsa of the Rif. But remember, the Girsa of the Rush was that Rabbi Lazar said you could be Yotze B'dieved with Hakel HaKadosh and Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. In other words, you could be Yotze B'dieved, Rabbi Lazar says, if you don't make any changes whatsoever from the normal pattern of the year. So there is a Rishon who thought that Rabbi Lazar was approving Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat even during the Aseret Yemei. Now, of course, the Rush, right, Paskins, like all of the Rishonim besides one that we'll get to in just a moment, Paskins that we Paskin like Rabbah and like Rav, which means the Ikuva, that you must say and can only say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. But the Rush did think, again, that Rabbi Lazar approved of Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat B'dieved during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Okay, so now the Rif again has introduced an entirely new variable into the discussion, namely Hakel HaMishpat. Akiva and I are both in agreement that even Rabbi Lazar would not countenance during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat because we're looking for something of a defining attribute. We know that Mishpat, this I agreed with Levi, the first half of what he said, is that when you say Hakel HaMishpat, even if you don't have the term Melech there, you're still referencing the essential feature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this time. And Mishpat, Hainu Malchus, so you don't need to necessarily include it. Whether or not it's really in the Pasuk, I think is much more difficult. Back to Daniel. My Haviolah. So we rejected Rabbi Lazar entirely, even though, again, Rabbi Lazar was only saying b'dieved that it's acceptable. The Amar, im Amar hakel hakadosh v'hakel hamishpat yatsa, so ella lo yatsa v'kevan shelo yatsa v'chein. So again, in terms of what's li'ikuva, according to the Rif, it's only hamelech hakadosh and hamelech. He's not willing to go as far as the Dalet Hosafos and the Balei Atosos. Okay, so you could affiliate, let's say, the Rif with the perspective of Rabbeinu Chananel or the Maharam. He's not willing to include anything about the so-called Dalet Hosafos. Now, Noam, you mentioned it, so it's your just desserts, the Baal HaMor. Okay, so he has a different girsa, right? The girsa that effectively was the girsa of the Rif, right? Instead of having Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, he has Hakel HaMishpat, right? For Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Lazar. V'hilchasa underlined in everybody's Baal HaMor, I'm certain. When the Gemara says Hilchasa Kiraba, the Me'abir Achile Chatchila, V'ishani Lo Me'adrinan Lei. Exactly. So the Baal HaMor will tell you that Rav Yosef and Rabba were only having a machlokes on the level of Lichatchila, but nobody contemplated the Ikuva. Rabba just said it's better to say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. And Rav Yosef was really saying, it's either equally acceptable or maybe preferable to say, exactly. And nobody was talking about the Likuba here. Ut Amar, also lechatchila ka'amar, not liikuva, as Tosfos and the Rif and everybody else wants to say. He's not even having a machlokes velo pligi. Wow. Okay. So again, the Baal Amor is, you know, being his traditional provocative self. So he says, look, I can't get out of saying that Rabba and Rav Yosef are having a machlokes, because that's a response to the level of the Gemara. The Gemara said, my hevi Allah, and it was clear that there was machlokes. So he has to admit that they're having a machlokes, but he'll say, I'll tell you that their machlokes is l'chatzchila. Now, it's a distinct possibility in the Gemara, right? If you're willing to completely bifurcate the Gemara from the first section, right? We would think, because it would seem obvious in the first section, that Rabbi Lazar is having a machlokes with Rav. But the Baal Amor says, wait, not so fast. I don't have to concede that point. Because when it says, my havi Allah, I have to agree, I have to admit that Rav and Rav Yosef are having a machlokas. But who's to say that Rav and Rabbi Lazar are having a machlokas? Maybe it's mana merchada, mana merchada. Meaning what? Mana merchada, mana merchada? What's that? Rabbi Lazar was just clarifying. Rabbi Lazar just saying, oh, by the way, if you want to really understand what Rav had in mind, you know, before he went off to Bavel, Rav told me that what he had in mind was that it would be nice if Kol Hashana Kula, you said, HaKel HaKadosh HaMelech HaYitzdako Mishpat, and then you make the switch over. But if you don't, no big deal, not so terrible. Mana Merchada, Umana Merchada. Okay, now this, as the Ramban points out, is an almost untenable reading of the Gemara. Okay, let's take a look at the Ramban and try to see the Ramban, and get so meduyak here. He doesn't make any conceptual arguments, but just like the very careful reading of the sugya. So Avi, go ahead. This is the Ramban, Amar HaKosev. Hello, Efshar. The Baal Amor's argument that Rav and Rabba are only saying lechatchila and not liikuva is impossible. It's an unviable reading of the text. Why? Right. If Rav and Rabbi Lazar, the Baal Amor wants me to believe, are not having a dispute, how could the Gemara possibly have ever said the three words of my Havila? My Havila means what's the maskana? How do we paskin in the aforementioned machlokas? Dahinu between Rav and Rabbi Lazar about what one should say during the Asar Yomim, Shabbat Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. Not mana merchada, mana merchada. So the Ramban's first raya that there's even a machlokas there is my havi Allah. Okay, avi further, very well done so far. Havale lemeimar, if the Baal Amor would have been correct. Mikdabau hachi, since the Gemara presented it as a question, my havi Allah shmamina. Pligi, it's not just that Rab and Rav Yosef have a machlokas, which even the Baal Amor will have to admit, because, you know, the Gemara said, my hevi Allah, so we'll have to say at least those who come after are having a machlokas, but, you know, those who came before are having a machlokas also. Shema mina, pligi. Umisapka lehu, mikamoi avdinan, who are the kamai in this case? The earlier Amoraim, Rav and Rabbi Lazar, okay. V'asu basrai dehainu Rabba and Rav Yosef upligi ba plukta. Right, so they had their own machlokas. Okay, chasmi. Okay, oh, delishna de Gemara. This is his second raya. Delishna de Gemara nami deka de pligi. I can prove to you from the Gemara itself there's a machlokas. So the first raya was my havila, which sounds like there's a machlokas. Mi delo amin and hachi. This is a very subtle point. Amar Rabbi Elazar, v'im Amar Yatza, which could be a clarification of what Rav said. But instead, what does the Gemara say? What's that? What does the Gemara say? It doesn't say V'amar Rabbi Elazar. It says exactly Afilu. Okay, which means that B'dieved we would accept it, right? Not a clarification of Rav, but a point of dispute. Again, very, very, very careful reading of every word in the Gemara. Sometimes you think about the Ramban and all the Ramban's chidushim, like he's not paying such careful attention to the text. Ramban is paying really careful attention to the text. So first, my havila, and second of all, the way that Rabbi Lazar introduces himself. It's not V'amar Rabbi Lazar, just to clarify what Rav meant, that if you end up saying Hakel HaKadosh, that's acceptable, right, and Hakel HaMishpat, according to the Girsa of the Rif, right, it doesn't sound that way, okay? V'ilu haya halacha, this is bottom line. V'chein pasak ritzgeis b'shem agon. In other words, the Baal HaMor ends up being a das yachid, and the world continues on its axis. Okay, that's the way it normally goes. So the Baal HaMor is a total das yachid in terms of saying that nothing is likuba. So now we have effectively three shitos lahalacha. We have the Baal HaMor saying nothing is likuba. We have the Baal HaYatoso saying everything is likuba. And then we seem to have a middle position of the Rif, and by implication, what's that? Rabbi Nochanan is explicit, and by implication the Ramban, that we're going to say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat are absolutely likuva. There is no acceptable substitute for those two. But the Dalet Hosafos we're not going to be willing to say. Now, who was the strongest advocate of that position? Ephraim?
Rush.
Excellent. What language did the Rush use before even looking back?
Timhani.
Right. Timhani. I'm astonished at the Baal HaYatoso's that they could maintain such a position. Before we read it inside, what does he say? He says to say that Kol HaMishanim HaBeyash HaTavu Chachamim Mishayach here, it borders on the absurd. How come? It's not in the Gemara. Kol HaMishanim HaBeyash HaTavu Chachamim in Oyotze De Chovaso is by definition limited to things which appear in the Gemara. I just want you to know that as a Klali point, the Rush always maintained this distinction between things that appear in the Gemara and things that appear in the post-Talmudic era. Takanas HaGaonim. You cannot use the term Matbeya Shetavu Chachamim with respect to anything that appears in the Gaonim. And he held this line when it came to Brachos, which emerged during the period of the Gaonim. He's always very, very, very careful, the Rush is, to draw this distinction, both in his Psakim and in his Chuvos. And I think I've mentioned to you many times in the context of Shir, the Rav, again, based on his family, Kabbalah, was very careful about saying any bracha that would appear outside of the Gemara. And again, the Dalet Hosafos aren't brachos, they're Hosafos to brachos, so like the Rav objected to saying those. But the idea that those could be the Ikuva is of a piece. It's the other side of the coin, Ben Sion, with this idea that you wouldn't say a bracha that didn't appear in the Gemara. How could you possibly say that something that didn't appear in the Gemara is the Ikuva? So we have three shitos in the Rishonim, lehalacha, when are you going to have to repeat your Shemoneh Esrei? The Baal HaMor will tell you? Never. Which is really good, because what does the Baal HaMor say about the davening on Rosh Hashanah?
Oh, that's
Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros in every Amidah. So it's really good that for the Baal HaMor, you'll never actually have to go back, okay? There's nothing that's likuva. The Baal HaYatosos are telling you, we're going to send you back, you know, every day of the week and twice on Sunday, okay? And then you have the middle shita, HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Now again, Akiva, you and I instinctively, we totally agreed about this, that according to the Girsa of the Rif, which is accepted by Rabbeinu Yonah, it's accepted by the Baal HaMor, it's accepted by the Ramban, it seems obvious that even Rabbi Lazar is not going to accept what? Good! He's not going to accept that because you need something which is a defining aspect of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Best to say HaMelech HaMishpat, that is his essential mahus, Asar Yom Shem Ben Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. But to the extent that Mishpat already implies Malchus, you might accept Hakel HaMishpat anyway.
But you don't need the repetition.
That's my perspective about it. Levi had a different take on it, how you could actually see that already in the Pasuk. I'm not really sure about the Pasuk so much, but be that as it may, the Pasuk definitely establishes Hakel HaKadosh. Right, but Akela Mishpat, I'm saying Mishpat and Malchus, you know, go hand in hand, you know, based on our discussion yesterday. So we agree that the simple conclusion to draw on the basis of the Rif's Girsa, which is not the Girsa of our Gemara, and is also not the Girsa, again, of whom?
Rush.
Of the Rush, right? Because the Rush thought that Rabbi Lazar was saying B'dieved Melech Ohev Tzedakah and Mishpat is acceptable. And again, the Rush paskins Lehalacha that what? Who's the Rush with Lehalacha? With the Rif and with the Ramban and with the Balei HaTosfos, that the two things which are Leikuva are HaMelech and Mishpat and HaMelech HaKadosh. What's that? At least with the Balei HaTosfos, meaning against the Baal HaMor. That's what the Balei HaTosfos will obviously take one step further. But the point is that the Rush explicitly rejects the idea that we can live with Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. Okay, so I'm now getting ready for the coup de grace here. I set you up for this. But first, let's take some questions. Ezra and then Yehuda.
Can I ask this one question about the Rav?
Of course.
You wouldn't say Shema Shanaka, but you would say the Arlo Shabbos. Shema Shanaka, that's because of Arlo Shabbos, by proportional answering.
Or a Hefzik.
Yeah, Hefzik between the Gula and
right.
Tefillah. But the Arba or Shabbos are Bakashos in the Shanaka of the portions of Tefillah. Why is that not so controversial?
You have more flexibility in the middle of the Bracha. Person can add in, right? You could even theoretically add in. Well, that's a big question. Normally we don't do that, right? That when it comes to the Gimel Rishonos and Gimel Achronos, we typically are very, very, very careful. You're right. The Baal Yatos has asked that as a kasha, is that we normally don't do those things, but during the Yamim Noraim, as the minhag was to do it, you know, wasn't, even though normally we don't have it, we never change the text at all for the Gimel Rishonos and Gimel Achronos. Right, there's nothing as strong as the Hefsek in terms of being Somech Gula Latvila. Because the Gemara was worried about a single pasuk, right? The Gemara says, I don't understand how you could say Hashem Svasai Tiftach V'yagit Yitzacha. That's why the Gemara and Daf Dalet had to come up with which solution? Is it Tfila Arichta or Gagula Arichta for Ashkivenu, right? So, yeah, Yehuda. It means you will not be Yotze your obligation. So, Lichat Tchila optimal, but the Yevet Sub optimal, Likuva means you're not even Yotze. It's Ma'akev. Nothing. Including the Hosafos. And most of the Rishonim are in the middle. Exactly. That those are going to be Li'ikuvah, the Hosafos can't possibly be. And the Rush gives the strongest voice that he says, Tmihani. It's an astonishing position that Tosfos took. And again, Tosfos didn't just take the position once. Tosfos took that position twice. Right? In the same Masechta. Akiva, Noam, Yenison. Of course not.
So, what would be the hefsek
between you? No, there isn't, and obviously that's why we ourselves only have it when there's no issue of smicha zgula letzvila, right? We only have it by mincha, we only have it by musaf. That's when we put it in. But the idea was that he didn't accept it as a text that was binding because it came after the Gemara. But I'm saying, even for us, right, even if you don't accept that level of it, you still have to be worried about the hefsek.
Right. So the Rav just didn't...
He just never said it. Yeah, it wasn't the Gemara, yeah. Okay. But I'm saying, even for us, right. You know, I'm just trying to point out, you know, you hear different echoes of the Rush's idea. So one echo of the idea is that you're not going to say a bracha that doesn't appear in the Gemara. Some say you may not say a text that doesn't appear in the Gemara, right? And some say, okay, you might say a text that doesn't appear in the Gemara as long as it's not a bracha, but to say Likuva is a source of absolute tmiya, right? Tmihani. And again, like I said, this isn't just an offhand line in the Rush. He was absolutely consistent about this. No, go ahead. I'm sorry? Right, so the Milchamos, again, just defends the Rif. He says, the Baal HaMor's idea that there's no machlokas in the Gemara between Rav and Rabbi Lazar, he thinks is absurd. First of all, the Gemara said, my heviyala, which means, how do we paskin? What do you mean, how do we paskin? If there's no fight, what do you mean, how do we paskin? That's number one. Number two is, he says, if you read the language by which Rabbi Lazar is introduced by Ravina and Ravashi into the Gemara, it doesn't sound like, oh, point of clarification. It doesn't say, v'amar Rabbi Lazar, afilu amar akel akadosh and akel mishpat yatsa. It's Rabbi Lazar Amar, Afilu Amar Akel Akadosh Yatza. Hard stop. Right? You guys all learned in sixth grade. Amar versus Amar Rav, Rav Amar, right? That's a machlokas. What's that? Really? So anytime you have in the Gemara, let's say Amar Rav and Shmuel Amar, that's a dead giveaway that it's a machlokas. Shmuel Amar. And then, right, if it was Amar Rav and then Vi Amar Shmuel, it would be much more likely to be a clarification. That's what the Ramban is saying. So the Ramban, again, that was the first thing. So the Ramban is saying that the Rif clearly has the proper reading of the Gemara. There's a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Lazar. There's a subsequent machlokas between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. And the Gemara says, we paskin like Rabba. Once you accept that there's a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar was saying that Bidiyeved will live with Hakel HaKadosh and Hakel HaMishpat, which means that Rav's saying Bidiyeved, we cannot live with it, and Rabba and Rabbi Yosef have an iteration as the Basrai of that machlokas in the Kamai, so it means that we paskin Li'ikuva HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. That's the Ramban. Now you asked about the Rush also. So the Rush has the same exact conclusion. He just had a different version of Rabbi Lazar. So he said that Rabbi Lazar was saying that Hakel HaKadosh and Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat are B'diyeved acceptable. And the Gemara paskins against Rabbi Lazar, that you must make the change. So again, there are three girsos, there are three versions of Rabbi Lazar. Our Nusach of Rabbi Lazar is he only relates to Hakel HaKadosh, which I love. I absolutely love, because he wasn't even willing to take on. There was no shaila about HaMelech HaMishpat. That's the defining. That's why we call it the whole sugya HaMelech HaMishpat. It's even on blackboard under the name HaMelech HaMishpat. So what could be a bigger raya than that, okay? All right? And on your sheets also. So it's HaMelech HaMishpat. So that's one nusach of Rabbi Lazar. The second nusach of Rabbi Lazar is the nusach of the Rif, which was accepted by the Ramban, which was accepted by the Baal Hamor, which was accepted by Rabbeinu Yonah. They all accepted the idea that Rabbi Lazar said not just Hakel HaKadosh is acceptable b'diavad, but
Hakel HaMishpat.
Okay? Fine. And then we have the Girsa of the Rosh, who says that Rabbi Lazar said Hakel HaKadosh is acceptable based on the Pasuk, Hakel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzedakah, and Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Okay. Now that we got all that straightened out, Who's next? Who is next in the lineup? Yenison.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't next, but
anybody else? Anybody want to jump in? I also thought there was somebody between Noam and Yenison. Okay, Yenison.
There's no one keeping Yenison now. I'm making
that up. All right, it doesn't matter.
I agree.
So if we say the Rif doesn't quote what's called the second Machlok, so the last.
That's true. It just goes straight to the end.
And how come the Ramban's quote? If the Ramban is going to our Girsa of the Rif, then how is he?
No, it's just because the Baal Hamor went back to the Gemara and read in the Girsa that the Rif was operating with into the original Machlokas. That's all.
Okay, and additionally.
So the Ramban's point was what it always is that the Baal Hamor was wrong to attack the Rif. So he just said, read the Gemara.
Also, when we say in a Yotzo, does that mean that you're Chayv HaHachzir or no?
Yeah. Remember, that's Mefurish in the Rif. He says, V'kevan shelo yatza, sarich lachzor, v'chein hilchasim.
So then, if we're saying that, what's called the reason why you can't be sarich lachzor and you're not yotze, because you're not for the possible of kishim of v'yivash and tzalkis from Yisrael, like v'yivash and tzalkis from Yisrael.
That's not why you have to be... No. That was Rabbi Lazar's justification as to why you could say Hakel HaKadosh, or arguably Hakel HaMishpat also, and arguably Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. That was a justification for Rabbi Lazar, who's the rejected view.
Okay, so we're saying also, you can say Melech Kodesh and slash Melech HaMishpat.
Yes, which is what we're saying.
Which is what we're saying. Why so? What we say every day, Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, at least according to our Gears of Mara, still has the aspect of Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. So it's just has Tzedakah there.
It's not so much that the tzedakah is the problem, it's the ohev is the problem. You're not defining the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those terms. You're saying that this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves.
I mean, the term is
what's called? There's a big difference between saying that somebody loves something and saying somebody is something. I am not on the Yankees. It would be a pretty late call-up, Levi.
Rabbi, we're still defining him as melech. As in, you could... Are there any... Like, would the Rosh say that?
But it's not enough. It's not. But again, maybe the point isn't so much to define him as the melech, but to be define him as the melech HaShofet. Shimi? Very well said.
Is the Rosh willing to give
him? Sivrei Chaim v'Sivrei Mesim Psuchim Lefanav. That's the point of emphasis.
Melech captures.
Melech definitely captures that, but maybe again, you know, Yatza Scharo behefsedo. Because if you're maskir Melech, okay, this is Gufa the Machlokas we're going to have, right? We're going to see a major Chiddush. But I thought, you know, you and I were on the same page a minute ago.
No, I'm curious, would the Rosh give in to a Hakel Mishpat?
I don't think so.
Even though that captured the essence of Mishpat.
Yeah, I mean, it's speculative. No. I have to assume, you know, he doesn't have the Girsa. You're saying, would the Rosh concede for Rabbi Elazar that Bidiyevet Hakel Mishpat is acceptable?
Right.
I assume not, but I can't prove it. Nobody can.
Right.
Okay. I mean, but important, again, the more important question is in the other direction. Is according to the Girsa of the Rif, which is accepted by Rov Rishonim, that Rabbi Lazar approved of Hakel HaMishpat, is what would you say about Melech Oyev Tzak HaMishpat? It's a very practical halachic question. So up until now, you and I were on the same page, and we said, Yatzah Schara B'Afsedo. Even though you're Maskir Malchus, by saying it's just Oyev Tzedak HaMishpat, you're undermining the character of the days. Okay. So Avi, you were still, okay, good. Good. You're going to have to hold fast because pretty soon there's going to be a Rishon against us. Avi, and then we have to get in this Rishon before we finish. So let's get to Avi, and then we'll get the Rishon in. Ah. It just if I don't see you because you're... Okay. Go ahead, Avi, go ahead. For sure. Well, I think that's why it's not just better, that it's essential. Okay. Sorry.
Do you think the Balamor would say that if he had the Kirsa of Malchus HaMishpat, he would still say you're guilty of the event?
That you're saying, what would the Balamor say for Rabbi Lazar? What would Rabbi Elazar think if a person said, Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat? That Rabbi Lazar approves of Hakel HaMishpat, and he thinks that Lahalacha we also do, B'diyeved, right? Because he says, ultimately, when we paskin like Rabbah, that was really just L'chatchila. Rabbah and Rav Yosef just had a L'chatchila B'diyeved Machlokes, where Rav Yosef was saying, L'chatchila, you can say Hakel HaMishpat. It's very hard to know what he would say about Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat. Very hard to know. That's sort of what Akiva and I have been driving at, that when you say HaMelech HaMishpat or HaKel HaMishpat, you're getting at a defining quality. You say Melech Oyev Tzedakah HaMishpat, again, you know, not to make light of it, but, you know, I love broccoli also. Okay, so now we're going to throw one last, curveball into this discussion. And the curveball is in the form of a Rabbeinu Yonah. Not the long passage in the Rabbeinu Yonah that some of you may have read. Ben Sion's going to read the Rabbeinu Yonah.
We weren't supposed to read the long passage?
What's that? No, you were. If you had time, it's helpful to read the long passage. He clarifies, you know, why he paskins like the Rif, which is no surprise. But this is Mihu, however. You guys have the fancy Cadillac Gemaras. I don't know. Mihu, Nirin Hadvarim. Not optimal, but not Li'ikuva. Explicitly against which Rishon?
The Rush.
Okay, oh, wait, 1 second, Yenison. Hold fast. Ho will maskir Lashon Malchus So he did not believe, right? The halacha that saying ohev undermined the essential point, which was to mention malchus. Maskir lashon malchus. Aval, im eno maskir lashon malchus, dehainu, if you said hakel hakadosh, which is the view, hakel mishpat, thank you, Levi, which is the view of Rabbi Lazar, which is the view of Rabbi Yosef, okay? Masha'ein kain bishar. Okay. Nitre Rachmana Upirkin. Okay. Very good. May God, you know, save him and redeem him. Okay. Very good. So the Rabbeinu Yonah had the audacity to be cholek on Akiva and I. So let's contemplate this for a second. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, look, the Gemara takes a stand against Rav Yosef, and by extension against Rabbi Lazar, his Mai Havila, we paskin against both of them, we paskin like Rav and we paskin like Rava. That HaMelech HaKadosh is the Ikuva relative to HaKel HaKadosh, and HaMelech HaMishpat is the Ikuva relative to HaKel HaMishpat. We're in the Girsa of the Rif here. And everybody agreed, up until now, that when the Gemara said, you need to say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, it means you need to say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. No substitute was going to be acceptable for that. And all of a sudden, Rabbeinu Yonah comes along and says, nah. By the time the Gemara says, my Havi Allah, time the Gemara gets up to that stage, the Gemara has now opened a new possibility. Again, where did this Gemara all start? With a Maimer of Rav. That what do you say all year long? Hakel HaKadosh and Melech Oev Tzaka Mishpat. Asar Yamim Sheben Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. What do you say? HaMelech HaKadosh and Melech HaMishpat. And we all basically agreed, except the Baal Amor, that in the bottom line of the Gemara is that original Maimar of Rav was LeHalacha and it was LeIkuva. And all of a sudden, get this, Rabbeinu Yonah says, oh, because I have a Girsa in the Rif, that Rabbi Lazar, who was the Bar Plukta, was trying to defend Hakela Mishpat and not Melech Ohev Tzaka Mishpat, maybe we can really come back and say that Melech Ohev Tzaka Mishpat is actually B'dievet acceptable. And that's all, how all of you were raised. But do you realize how dachuk that is in the Sugya? The whole Sugya began with Rav making an opening statement. Kol Hashana Kula. The entire year you say Hakel HaKadosh and Melech Ohev Tzaka Mishpat. But during this time of year, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Bedin, it's HaMelech HaKadosh. And again, let's factor in Rashi here. Why is he the Melech? Because he's actively involved in Mishpat. And it's also HaMelech HaMishpat. In our Girsa of the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar doesn't even challenge that. He doesn't even open his mouth up about that. He's only got a pasuk that can save Hakel HaKadosh. And Rabbeinu Yonah wants to come 360 degrees around. Talk about being Baba Machteres. He wants to be Baba Machteres, come all the way around the back door, and say, by the time we get to the end of the sugya, because of one girsa in Rabbi Lazar, that Rabbi Lazar said, Hakel HaMishpat is acceptable, and we reject Rabbi Lazar. We don't allow Hakel HaMishpat, we insist on HaMelech HaMishpat, then all of a sudden Melech Ohev Tzaka Mishpat is acceptable too. Because you're Maskir Lashon Malchus. And Prager and I say, are you kidding? That also you started by saying you have to make this change. And it's not just an Indian of being Maskir Lashon Malchus. Rav knew that Melech Ohev Tzaka Mishpat had the word Melech in it. Okay? He knew that. He can say that. He knew that, and he said, you still have to make that change. And the Rabbeinu Yonah wants to say, oh no, what Rav really meant to say is that you have to, you say, Melech Ohev Tzaka Mishpat. I'm telling you to say Melech HaMishpat, because I know that Rabbi Lazar is out there somewhere in Israel saying that it's okay to say Hakel HaMishpat V'di'eved, and I'm telling you, though, that you have to say HaMelech HaMishpat because you can't say Hakel HaMishpat. But if you would say Melech HaYitzak HaMishpat, yeah, I could live with that, too. Hitachin? That's what Rav said? The Baal HaMaimar? The Baal HaSugya? So Rabbeinu Yonah, again, he thinks that it's just enough to say no. And it had enormous impact, Lehalacha. All of you raised that way. Again, let's go back to Akiva with Yeshiva Noam, and he said, it's okay, Akiva, you forgot. He said, Melech HaYitzak HaMishpat, and he said, Melech HaTadosh, I promise, Mrs. Goldstein, he said, Melech HaTadosh. Okay, you're not going to miss recess. Okay. And she said, because it's Rabbeinu Yonah says it's okay. And here the Jewish says it's okay. Kalamish, but that's really the Kuba. But if you ask your Lashon Malchus, it's good enough. Right? We were all raised that way. I, in my own way, was raised that way. Right? But you realize how difficult it is to justify Rabbeinu Yonah's point of view? Virtually impossible to understand the entire flow of the sugya, starting with Rav, Kol Hashana Kula, Hakel HaKadosh becomes HaMelech HaKadosh, and especially, according to Rashi, Hakel HaKadosh becomes HaMelech HaKadosh because he is the Melech HaMishpat during this time of year. That's the Iker, not HaMelech HaKadosh. So for Rabbeinu Yonah, the sugya ends up really being Solei Al Yerecho. What started out as the fundamental of the sugya ended up becoming undermined because of a girsa in a shita that we reject. We reject the shita of Rabbi Lazar. And if you believe Rabbi Lazar said Hakel HaMishpat, it must mean that Rav, somehow anticipating that, was saying, I don't know, I only believe HaMelech HaMishpat relative to Hakel HaMishpat, but not relative to what he himself juxtaposed HaMelech HaMishpat too, which was not HaKel HaMishpat, but Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat. It was an explicit rejection of Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat for reasons that we can well understand. So Rabbeinu Yonah's, you know, concept, it's Rabbeinu Yonah. We have to, you know, respect Rabbeinu Yonah, but it's very, very, very difficult, misvara, to justify in light of the flow of the Gemara, in light of Rav's original comment, and also in light of our understanding that this time of year is not a time of year to be saying God likes this and God likes that. It's a question of who essentially God is. Okay? Melech al kol ha'aretz. That's the point to get across, right? This is what defines him as the Melech. The fact that he's actively involved in judging right now, the rest of the year, kol ha'shana kula, he likes tzedakah mishpat. Very nice. But it's not enough for the Asar Yamim Shabbat Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Sorry.